Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle. Thanks for tuning in to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Today, we're talking about probiotic foods and whether eating foods with beneficial bacteria is really an effective way to influence the bacterial population of your gut. Probiotic foods and supplements are among the fastest growing sectors in the health food marketplace, thanks to an explosion of popular and scientific interest in the microbiome. It's clear that the bacteria that live in and on our bodies have an enormous impact on our health, one that we're only just beginning to explore. But commerce isn't one to wait around for all the data to come in. Although we have a long way to go before we understand exactly how to influence and interact with our microbiota, we're already being bombarded with new products, probiotic powders and juices and teas, fizzy vegetables, funky soybeans, and fermented grains. Now, some of these are traditional foods that have been around for thousands of years, of course, but until about a year or two ago, you wouldn't have found them on your grocer's shelf with a barcode. But all of that has changed. All of these probiotic foods, by definition, contain beneficial bacteria. And the hope is that by eating more of them, we will end up with more of them in our intestines, stocking the pond, as it were. The problem is, in order to get from our mouths to our intestines, the bacteria have to survive the rigors of our digestive system, where they'll be bathed in acid and then worked over by enzymes. How many and which ones survive? That is very much an open question. Some of the bacteria in our kimchi or kombucha do make it to the intestines alive, but they might be relatively short-lived there. Even if they don't set up permanent housekeeping, however, these food-based bacteria can have anti-inflammatory and immune-modulating effects, and they can also influence the health and the behavior of the gut's more permanent residents. Other foodborne beneficial bacteria don't survive digestion. But that doesn't mean that probiotic foods don't do anything for us. Most traditionally fermented foods are nutrient-dense foods to begin with. And then the fermentation process increases the levels of some nutrients and makes others, particularly the minerals, more bioavailable. Probiotic foods also often contain prebiotic nutrients, which serve as nourishment for the bacteria in our intestines. And that actually brings me to the punchline of today's podcast. If you're looking for a more reliable way to increase the health and diversity of your gut bacteria, don't worry so much about stocking the pond. Instead, focus on the care and feeding of the bacteria that are already in there. Diet definitely has a significant impact on our gut bacteria, but the prebiotics you consume may be far more significant than the probiotics. Prebiotics are the indigestible carbohydrates, also known as fiber, and other compounds in our food that provide a food source for those bacteria in the gut. Just like people, different bacteria have different food preferences. Some bacteria really dig cheeseburgers and fries. Other bacteria really love kale and oat bran. When you eat a steady diet of cheeseburgers and fries, those protein and fat-loving bacteria thrive and grow in number, and the fiber-loving bacteria wither away. When you eat a lot of vegetables, legumes, and whole grains, the fiber-loving bacteria throw a party, and the cheeseburger-loving bacteria sulk in the corner. This has been dramatically demonstrated in human trials. Change the composition of your diet from one that's high in animal fats and proteins to one that's high in plant fiber, and you can completely change the profile of your intestinal bacteria in just a couple of weeks, or in as little as one day. This is more than just a parlor trick. It turns out that those fiber-loving bacteria are the ones that are associated with all sorts of positive health benefits, while the cheeseburger-loving bacteria tend to be associated with obesity, colon cancer, ulcerative colitis, and metabolic syndrome. And here's an even more sinister possibility. Mouse studies have shown that the effects of diet on gut bacteria can persist for multiple generations. So here's my bottom line on probiotic foods. I think you should feel free to explore and enjoy all of the new and old probiotic foods out there. But if you're looking for the health advantages associated with a healthier microbiome, what you feed your gut bacteria may be far more important. It's still okay to enjoy a cheeseburger from time to time, and your diet doesn't necessarily have to be low in protein or fat. But if you want to encourage a healthy microbiome, your diet does need to contain plenty of fiber-rich foods. Eating a variety of vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and legumes on a daily basis will help to cultivate and nourish the kind of bacteria that you want and starve the types that you'd be better off without. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore, and for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
The National Osteoporosis Foundation published a new report this week insisting that calcium supplements are safe for your heart. But just 2 weeks ago, Johns Hopkins cardiologist Aaron Michos published a paper saying exactly the opposite. And these are just the latest two volleys in a 5-year-long tennis match between experts on whether you should or should not take calcium supplements. And you thought politics was divisive. Concerns about calcium affecting your heart health really only apply to people in the second half of their lives when they're getting large amounts of calcium. However, this scenario is actually more common than you might expect. But all of this arguing about whether calcium supplements are or are not harmful for your heart is overlooking the elephant in the room, which is that they probably don't do much good. You can read my entire response to the calcium controversy, along with my advice on how to make sure you're getting enough calcium, on my blog at nutritionovereasy.com. Got questions? Comments? Maybe a good joke to share? Post it on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page or at quickanddirtytips.com, where you can also find a transcript of today's discussion on probiotic foods, along with the entire Nutrition Diva podcast archives. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.